This is the Texas Standard.
In Fort Worth ISD, 23% of all female students are black. But according to a recent report by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, 62% of all girls suspended in that district last school year were African American. Fort Worth ISD administrators are looking into why this is happening in their district, but this is much bigger than Fort Worth ISD. Nationwide, girls of color are disproportionately suspended from school compared to their white peers. And according to research from the National Women's Law Center, across Texas, black girls are almost 7 times more likely to be suspended than white girls. So what's happening? Well, a Texas researcher studying possible factors has made a troubling discovery. It suggests that adults view black girls as less innocent than white girls. Dr. Jamelia Blake is professor of educational psychology at Texas A&M University. She's one of the authors of a new report on the adultification of black girls. Professor Blake, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
This research is the first of its kind to focus on girls, but there has been, as I understand it, similar research about perceptions of black boys?
Yes. Dr. Philip Goff did a study about 3 years ago where he looked into how adults perceive black boys and found some work that adults saw black boys as being less innocent than white boys across various age ranges. And he also interviewed law enforcement, and what he found is that law enforcement professionals were more likely to hold black boys or see them as being guilty for committing crimes that white boys do. And he attributed this to them not being seen as children.
Now, how did you find that there's a bias against black girls? How did you reach that conclusion?
So we did a survey. We did a survey of a community sample of adults from across the country. We asked them questions about their perception of childhood among girls of different ages, and we compared their responses for their ratings about black girls in relation to white girls.
They would just volunteer these biases? How would you keep them from trying to shield their biases?
So what we did is we randomly assigned some participants to complete surveys about black girls and some participants to complete surveys about white girls. And we asked them to rate different questions that we expected you would think a child would exhibit, right? So, you know, children are supposed to be innocent. Children do need to be nurtured. So we asked those questions about black girls, and we also asked those questions about white girls. And because the respondents didn't have a comparison, so we didn't ask them to rate both, we felt pretty confident that we were getting their perception of the girls they were queried about.
What we're really talking about here is administrative discretion, right? I mean, ultimately, administrators have to make decisions about whether or not to suspend a child from school, which I guess raises another question, and that is there a difference in the way, say, white administrators would perceive black girls compared to black administrators?
That's a good question, and unfortunately, our data doesn't lend itself to answer that question. Ultimately, yes, administrators make the decision to suspend, but teachers make the referrals. So this is kind of, you know, a two-edged process.
Someone listening to us might say, look, decisions about whether or not to suspend a child are based on the specific behaviors of individual kids, that ultimately one group or another is going to get suspended more. And that doesn't necessarily mean bias, right? How would you respond to that?
That's what we would hope, right? That what we'd hope is that we're suspending kids based on the behaviors they're exhibiting. But what the national data shows is that even outside of Texas is that black children are more likely to be suspended for subjective infractions, for behaviors that are not threatening the school environment, than are white students. Talking back, being defiant. You know, we don't see the racial disparities on things like tardies because that's subjective. It's very clear. The other thing we're seeing is that black students are being suspended at higher rates than their representation in the school. And that's an indication of bias.
Dr. Jamelia Blake is professor of educational psychology at Texas A&M University. Her research is detailed in the report Girlhood Interrupted, The Erasure of Black Girls' Childhood. It was conducted in collaboration with Georgetown Law's Center on Poverty and Inequality. We'll have a link at texasstandard.org. Dr. Blake, thanks so much.
Thank you.